Okay, Rabosa, today's daf is daf Mem Ches in Brochus. I have a couple of kids here listening, so hopefully we'll get through this okay. We are on Mem Zayin and Mavez at the bottom. Three lines up. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Katan Poreach Mezamnin Alav. You can use a Katan Poreach to make a Zimon. What's a Katan Poreach? So Rashi writes, Shehidi Simonim Vilba Lechal Shanav. But he's not yet 13, but he has already bought Shtei Saros. So he is what's called a katan poreach. He is blooming, shall we say, but he's not yet old enough to be considered a gadol. So he can be mitzdarif to a zimun. Tami nami hachi. We also under a brisa katan shebi stage saros mizamin alav. Right, so that works. You can use him in a minyan. Mishalo hebi stage saros in mizamin alav, and you cannot use it if he has not brought two saros. Ve'in medaktik in bekadam, and we are not careful. We don't kind of psychoanalyze, we don't try to figure out if the katan is old enough or not. So the Gemara says, "Agufa kasha, what are you talking about?" That in itself is a stira, minei uvei. Amarta, you said, "Hevi shti saros in lo hevi lo," right? If he brought two saros, then he can join. If he hasn't, then he cannot. But hadotani, then at the end of the price, you say, "In midakting of a katan." So what is that talking about? Lo suye mai. So what is that coming to include? Lav lo suye katan poreach. Is that not talking about a katan poreach, and that's the tanna mihachi that we had before, that a katan poreach can be included in a zimun. Okay. The leis hilchos hakachol hanish maitza, and all these things that we've been talking about yesterday's daf, all these halachos, you can include this, you can include that. So the halacha is not like that, and any of these shmaitzim. Ela had amar of Nachman, the halacha is like this. The Nachman says, katan ha'yudei al mim avarachim is amin alav. A katan who knows to who he's benching to, so you can use him with the zimun. We actually don't pass him like that either. I don't believe. But okay, Abaye and Rava have a yasvei kamei de Rava. Abaye and Rava were sitting in front of Rava when they were back in the day when they were little tiny kids. Amalu Rava said to them, "Lemi mavarche? Who do you bench to?" Amalei the Rachmana to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. For Rachmana heichar yasiv.
Yes, I did it.
And for Rachmana heichar yasiv, where does where is Hakadosh Baruch Hu? So Rava afay l'shmita Allah. Rava pointed to the roof, and Abaye nafak levra. Abaye went outside. Ve'achvei kapli shmaya. So Abaye went out and pointed to the heavens. Amalu Rava. Rava said to them, "Tarvaychu rabbanan avisu." Apparently, you guys are going to be great rabbanim in kachaya. Meaning, they were really, really little kids. Apparently, it was a great chiddush that the kids of that age were able to point and recognize. Right, avinu shmashmayim. Right, we sing, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. But, they were even younger than that age. So that was apparently an indicator that they had the aptitude that they were going to be great gedolim. Hayu damar inshi, this is what it means when people say, butzin mekatfe yedia. Rashi translates that if you can see already the juice and the sap coming from the... juice of the sap coming from the gourds in the field, you can already tell if something's going to be ripe or not. Apparently they have the idea, right? We can't tell anymore with the watermelon and whatnot. Everybody's shaking these watermelon and cantaloupe trying to figure out if it's ripe or not. But apparently they had the saying in the Gemara that if you see the sap coming out of it, so then you know it's going to be a good one. Alright, anyway, so the same idea that if you can see already that a kid is going to be intelligent, etc., etc. From Rabbi Yehuda Breder of Shmuel Bar Shilas, Mishmei Derav. Tisha achlu dagon ve'echad achal yarek mitzdarfin. If one out of ten had vegetables, it didn't have grains, so you can join in to the zimun. I'm Rabbi Zera, boy minei Rabbi Yehuda. They asked from Rabbi Zera said he asked Rabbi Yehuda shmona ma'u shiva ma'u. What about 8 and 7? And Rabbi Lehi lo shna. He said it didn't matter. She meaning the same halacha that you could have two or three even guys with the vegetables, and you can still join into the zimun. Shisha vade lo mevayale, but six. He didn't ask. On the Rav Yirmiyah, Shaper Avadatah, Rav Yirmiyah said to Rav Zera, it's good that he didn't ask for six. The Lo Yivoy Lecha, that he didn't ask six. Hasan Tam Amai, what's the reason that 9, 8, and 7 can join with two or three people who had vegetables? Bishum the Ikaruba, because there's a row. So Hachanami, so too. If you have 6 and 4, that's also Ikaruba. That's also a row. And you should also, it's obvious that you would be able to bench with those people. Biyu Sover, Rav Zera held, apparently Rashi explains that he was upset that he hadn't asked about six. Why was he upset? Because Ruba the Minkar Meina. Wait, so you need a rove that is recognizable. Meaning, 9 and 1, 8 and 2, you can tell the difference. You can see that, you know, 8 people had bread in front of them, and 2 people were having, I don't know, whatever, a snack, pickles, whatever it was. So that's recognizable. But 6 and 4 ready to the passersby is not necessarily a Aruba de Minkar. It's not a recognizable robe. Okay. Story time. Yanai Malko, Malkus Akrichu Rifta Ba'adi Adadi. Yanai was a big Rasha. He was a king from the Chashmonaim. Obviously, the Chashmonaim were Kahanim. They should not have been kings. But anyway, he became king. He was a big Rasha. He killed all the Rabbanan because the Rabbanan didn't want him to be king, right? Am Yisrael needs a king from Shevet Yehuda. And so he killed all the Rabbanan who didn't want him to be king. So he and Yanai and his wife were having a meal. And there was nobody. I skipped a little bit. And after he killed all the Rabbanan, he didn't have anybody to do at a bench, to lead the benching. So Yanai said to his wife, if only you would bring somebody who could do the benching for us. So she said to him, Ishtabali, swear to me, if I bring somebody for you, the Lomitzari slave, you won't bother him. And you won't kill him like you killed everybody else. So Ishtabala, so he swore. And Eitzitzei the Shimon ben Shetach Achua. So his wife brought him Shimon ben Shetach, which was the Yanai's brother-in-law. He was the queen's brother. So apparently he had survived. So Osvei Bein Dele Dida, Yanai put him Shimon ben Shetach between the two of them. Amalai, he said to them, Chazis kama yikara avim lach lecha. He said, Shimon ben Shetach, check it out, how much honor I have given you. So Amalai, so Shimon was not having any of it. So lav ka at ka mokris li, you're not the one who's giving me kavod. Ela o raitzahi demokrali, really the kavod is coming from the Torah that I learned. The chtiv, as Pasuk says, salsala, it's from Mecca. Right, if you, it will uplift you. Right? If you learn it, you take care of it. You literally, I think, salsula means like to curl it or something. But anyway, and you, it will take care of you. The Torah, talking about the Torah, the Pasuk of Mishlei, techabelcha ki techabkena. And if you honor it, so then it will hug you. All right. Anyway, talking about the Torah is the one who's actually doing the honoring. Amar Lo, so the Yanai said to his wife, Kachaz is to love Mekabel Marus. You see that this rabbi doesn't accept any authority upon him. Ridiculous, right? He doesn't respond appropriately. It's Kilu Kibiyachal that he was right to kill all the rabbis. Not really, but obviously, but okay. So Yavu Le Kazal Abruches, they brought a cup for Shimon ben Shetach to lead the benching. Amar, and he said, right, a little bit of sarcasm, Heichi Avarich, how should I bench? Baruch Shachal Yanai V'Chaver of Mishalom. Right, let me bless the one who gave Yanai and his friends to eat, meaning they hadn't given Shimon ben Shetach any food, and they just brought him there because he knew how to bench. So finally, Shase Lahu Kasa, so Shimon ben Shetach drank that cup, and then Yavu Le Kasa Achrina Ubarich, and they brought him another cup to bench. Agav, it's not so strange for him to drink wine and to join into the meal. We know that Bidi Eved on Shabbos, right, if there's no Mizonos, so you can be Kovea Suda on wine. It's a big b'di'evet. Obviously, it's not the l'chachila. But there is a shita. I think it's brought in Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch. I forget where it's brought down. But you can be Kovea Suda, right? If you're at like a kiddush, yeah? And it's either somebody ate all the mizonos, or it's people who made the kiddush don't realize that you need to have mizonos with kiddush. So you can be Kovea Suda on the wine that you're drinking. But anyway, so he did that. And then they brought him another coast, and that was enough to join him in, and then he benched on that. Amar Rabbi Abba Reda Ruchi Bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan, Shimon ben Shetach David Legar Meir David. And Shimon ben Shetach did that on his own volition. That was his own shita. Because not la'alacha. Delcha Amar Rabbi Bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, La'olam eno motzei sarabim mide chobasam nat sheyochel kezayis dagon. That you can't be motzi anybody until you eat at least a kezayis of grain. And then you can be motzei everybody. Rashi and Tosfos had this whole long discussion about the Gemara earlier. We saw the Gemara in the third parak that someone who's chayiv midrabanan can't be motzei someone who has a chayiv d'oraisa. Right? We saw that in that katan about Isha. So the chora here, kazayis is midrabanan. Right? We said that Kosh Baruch Hu praises Am Yisrael that really the d'oraisa to bench is kedei sevia. And Kosh Baruch Hu praised Am Yisrael, right? How great is Am Yisrael that they. That they are machmir to bench, even on a kezayis, and the kezayis is the rabbanim. So the Gemara here implies something interesting, that, you know, a person can't be yotze anybody until he has a kezayis. Well, Mestama Yanai ate kdesvir. Mestama Yanai and his friends, he was the king, right? Mestama, he ate enough. And yet, the Gemara here says that a person can be motzi people if he has only had a kezayis. So, a bunch of different answers. I think one of them is that you can be motzi people if, right, Yidei Chovosim, if they also had a kezayis. But okay, that's tough, because Yanai did, Mestama had more than a kezayis. All right, anyway, Rashi Tosos, you can check it out. Mesvei, this Mesvei is a weird Mesvei. The Bach changes it to Kedetanya, because you can see it's kind of, it's really like, it's like a Tanya Mihachi. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, all of the Heisei Bimayim, if he went and he leaned with them, he joined the meal, Afilu Lutaba Limayim, even if he didn't dip, Ela Batsir, right, if he only had dipped a little bit in salt water, Velo Achal Limayim, Ela Grogeris, he only had a little bit of a fig's amount of food, mitzarev, so he can be mitzarev with the minyan, with the benching. It's true if mitzarev, he can join. But to be most to everybody, then he needs to have a kezayis dog on. And it Marnami was also said about Chana Bar Yehuda, Eshmei Derava, Afu Lo Amud Beis Tava Limam Elabatsir. Right, even if you only dip with him a little bit with in some salt water, below achalimai melech gogeres achas, or he only had one gogeres mitzarif, he could be joined into the mezimun. Baru lehotzi is a rabbi dichobasa mena motzi el sheyochel kezayis davin. Okay, same halacha. Amar Rav Chana Bar Yehuda mishmei de Rava hilchasa nalacha is achal ale yerek, if he ate some vegetables with shazal koshel yain and he drank some wine mitzarif, he can join. But lahotzi eno motzi ashiyochel kezayis dagan, to be motzi everybody, you need to have a kezayis dagan. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says the following: Moshe tikin liYisrael berkas hazan. Moshe came up with that first bracha of hazan. Whenever you bench, you're saying something that Moshe Rabbeinu himself was metaken. When did he do that? B'shashi yored lahem haman. After the man came down from Shemayim. Yehoshua tikin lahem berkas haaretz kevan shenichnasu laaretz. Yehoshua was attacking the second bracha benching when they went into Eretz Yisrael. Davru Shlomo tiknu boni Yerushalayim. Davru Shlomo did, okay, we're attacking boni Yerushalayim. David tikin al Yisrael amecha v'alishan milarecha v'shlomo tikin al abayis hagadol v'akadosh. Okay. And our Tov Amitiv, the fourth bracha, the one that we said is Derabanan, Rabbi Yedem HaChokas, but to my side, everybody, almost everybody agrees it's Derabanan, b'yavne tiknuha. Was Matuka was in Yavne? Can I get a really Beitar? Right, they came up with it in Yavne after what happened with Beitar. We know that Beitar was the last stronghold of the Jews of Bar Kokhba, right? And the Romans came and massacred it. But there was a nace, right? And they didn't allow the Jews to bury the dead bodies. But there was a nace, and for many, many years, so the bodies remained pristine, as pristine as they could be, right? Pristine. To bury them, they came back to find them. When they buried them, they created this bracha of Atova Meitiv, Davarav Masna, Oso Ayom. That day, they buried them, it was Tu Ba'av, Shendinu, Aruge Meitiv, Lekvura, so Tiknu B'Yavne, Hatov Yameitiv. What was that for? Hatov Shalom Esrichu, that they didn't smell, that the bodies didn't decompose, the Meitiv, Shendinu Lekvura, and the Meitiv, that they were able to actually give them a Jewish burial. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan, Seder Pirkas Amazon Kachi. This is the order of Berkas HaMazon. Bracha Rishona Berkas HaZan. Okay, first Bracha HaZan. Shnia Berkas HaAretz. Shlushas Boni Yerushalayim. Revias Satov Yamitiv. Okay, that's the standard formulation of benching that we know. Uvishavis Matchil B'Nechama Umisayim B'Nechama V'Omer Kedushas Hayom Be'emsa. And on Shabbos, when do you mention Kedushas Hayom? When do you mention Ritzei? In the middle of the Nechama. Meaning Rachem Hashem Elkeinu. And Boni Yerushalayim, those two are Nechama oriented, and you say the Kedushas Hayom, the Ritzei, in the middle. That's in fact what we do. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ritzei La Omra Ben Nechama, Ratzal Omra Ben Nechama, Omra. Bebrikas Aretz, Omra. Bebrachash Tiknu Chacham, and Biavne, Omra. Rabbi Eliezer says you can say Ritzei whenever you want. The Chachamim say, Eino Omra Ela Ben Nechama Bilvad. You only can say it in the middle of Rachim. So Chachamim Hainu Tanakama. So it's the same sheet as the Tanakama. The formulation of the Chachamim is Eino Omra Ela Ben Nechama. You can only say it in Rachim. Right? The Tanakama said you say it between the Rachamim, the Nechama. And the Chachamim say you can only say it in Rachamim, in Rachim. implying that if you mess up and you say it in one of the other brachos, so it's no good even b'dieved. But Tanakhama would hold that you said it in one of the other ones, so it's okay b'dieved. The Chachamim would hold, no, you got to go back and say benching again. Tanro bano v'lendin abraisa minayin lebergus hamazon minatoro. How do you know that benching is daraisa? Shenamra pasuk says ve'chalta v'savata v'rachta zu berkas hazam. Es Hashem alukecha zu berkas hazimun. Al ha'aretz zu berkas ha'aretz. Hatova zobonu Yerushalayim. Right, Hashem ha'samach, it's going to say in a second. V'chinu omer ha'ar ha'tova zeva v'anon, right, because tov refers to Yerushalayim. Hashem ha'samach zu ha'tova v'amitiv. Right, so Gemara darshans out that pasuk. Ve'chalta v'savata v'rachta zu Hashem alukecha. Alar is a shir nasan lach, right? So the Gemara darshins out from all the from that pasuk all the facets of benching. So only alach, so I only know that you have to bench afterwards. The fun of minayin, how do you know you have to make a bracha beforehand? So again, we said this before earlier. Amarta kavuchomer kishu sofeya mevarech kishu raev lakol shekein. If a person has to make a bracha when he's full, so when he's hungry, certainly he should have to make a bracha. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, ein mitzarech. You don't need all this. That's Birkas Avo Birkas Hazimun, you don't need the Joshua Birkas Hazimun. That's from the Gadu Hashemiti Nafka. You learn that out from the pasuk of Gadu Hashemiti. Al Aretz, and then Rebbe continues. Al Aretz Zubirkas Aretz. Hatova Zubun Rishalayim. Okay, Bechin Omer Har Hatova Zeval Vano. Hatova Meitu. You don't need the last drasha for Tova Amidiv because that was established in Yavne. So in the other la'achrav, lefana b'nai, right? Again, just Rebbe just switches the drasha, one drasha, to teach me that the zimun is megadu ha'shaniti, and then he shifts everything down. And Tova Amidiv is you don't need a drasha for that. So how do you know about it beforehand? B'tamad lomar, asher nasan lecha, shenasa, misha nasan lecha. And he learns bracha rishona from the pasuk of asher nasan lach. Right, you have to make a bracha Hashem Nasan Lach, Misha Nasan Lacha, before he gave it to you, then you need to make a bracha. Okay, Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Ein Tzorach, I don't need all these drashas. Because Rabbi Omer, the Pasuk says, Uberach is Lach Mechok, Es Mein Mecha, Hashem will bless your water and your bread. Al Tikri Uberach Ela Uvarich. You should make a bracha on Lach Mecha. Ve'im Asai Koru Lechem, when is it considered bread? It's before you eat it. But afterwards, then it's considered lach mecha, your bread. Okay. And then you make a bracha on the bread, and then it becomes lach mecha. Rabbi Nasan, Omer Rabbi Nasan says, no, I don't need all these drushes. The pasuk says, kabochem ha'ir kintim tzun also. This pasuk is in Shmuel, when Shaul is going up to be crowned the king, so he's asking where his uncle's donkeys are, or sheep, I forget already. And he meets a bunch of girls, and they start yapping, and they start talking to him, and they say to him, "Kibochem here, when you come to the city, King Tzinuno, so you'll find him." Peteri me'alei abamasa, right? He's going up to the bama, le'achol to eat, kilo le'yochal ha'amai bo'o, and the nation won't eat until he comes. Kihu yivarech hazevach, because he'll bless the korban. Achreichin yochul ha'kruim, and then everybody will eat. Everybody who's called there will eat. And the Gemara just says, "Kolkach lamali, what do you need all this roundabout? Why you just tell him where he is?" They're trying to say where his uncle is, so just tell him he's over there, he's by the Bama, whatever it is. Why did they say all this long-winded answer? So the Gemara has a couple of answers. First off, A, Lefisha Nashim Debronios Haim, because maybe just women just talk a lot, which is true. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Kedei Lestaka Beyofio Shaul, they were just talking to him for as an excuse to look at him, because apparently he was good-looking. Shaul was taller than everybody. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lefisha Ein Malchus Nogas Becharita. Because a kingship, right, Shaul was about to be crowned or anointed, a king does not rise to the throne before the exact proper time. Afilu Kamali Nima, even like a hair's breadth. Right, anything. So Shaul's time had not yet come, so they need those few seconds to be delayed by the women on the way. Okay, mainly be'al berkas ha'mazon, berkas ha'torah minayin. How do you know you need to make a bracha berkas ha'torah, and then the berkas ha'torah is the araisa? So I'm Rabbi Shmuel, kavachomer, it's a kavachomer. Al-chai isha mevarech, if you're going to make a bracha al-chai isha, on food which sustains you for right now, so al-chai olam haba lokol shekein, certainly you should make a bracha on something that will sustain you for the next world as well. Rabbi Chiyah Bar Nachmani, Talmidosh, Rabbi Yishmael, Omer, Rabbi Yishmael, Einu Tzorech, I don't need this Kal V'Chomer. Right? Omer, the pasuk says, "Ala aretz tova shagas alach." V'ahalan hu omer, and it says right afterwards, "Ve'etna alacha is l'gozo evin v'atorah v'evin tzos." Right? You have a spichos, a parshios. You have to make a bracha. Then it says, "I'll give to you these two stones of luchos, etc., etc." You see, you may have to make a bracha on the Torah. Remeir omer. How do you know that you have to make a bracha on the good and the bad? Just the same. Which gives you Hashem Elokecha. We know Elokim is Midas Adin. So Dainecha, right, the Kosh Baruch Hu is your judge. Bechol Adin Shedancha. And any judgment which you get, Bein Midah Tova, Bein Midah Poranus, whether it's good or it's troublesome. Rabbi Yehuda ben Masera Omer Eino Tzorech, he says, I don't need any of these drushes, because Harei Omer, Tova HaTova. He darshens out, Alaretz HaTova, Hashem HaSamlach. Why do you need to tell me HaTova, the good land? You already told me that earlier in the Pasuk. So Tova Zitorah, we know that Tova is a reference to Torah. V'chein Omer Ki Lekach Tov Nasati Lachem. I've given to you a Lekach Tov, that's Torah. HaTova, and what is HaTova referring to? Zu Bin Yerushalayim, V'chein Omer, Har HaTov HaZeh, V'Hal Livanon. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Masera learns out the Birkas HaTorah from the fact that it says HaTova in that pasuk of benching. All right, it's a shem. We'll go back there tomorrow with Daf Mem Tes.